This is KUT. School is out, but the Austin School Board is already thinking about next fall. That's when they want to talk about adding an ethnic studies course in the district. KUT's Kate McGee reports some school board members want to make the class a graduation requirement.
75% of kids in Austin Public Schools are students of color. And Austin School Board Vice President Paul Saldana says that means students should be learning about people who look like them.
I firmly believe that it gives our students an academic identity by being able to talk about their heritage, their cultural heritage.
To do that, he wants to create a class that would focus on the experience of African American, Latino, Asian, and Native American communities. It would also explore issues of gender and sexual orientation. Saldana and Trustee Ted Gordon submitted a request to the school district last year to study an ethnic studies course that would be required to graduate high school. That would require a board policy change and approval from the Texas Education Agency. At minimum, Saldana says the district could make it an elective.
It's my understanding that we would be able to accomplish that by looking specifically at the social studies curriculum that is offered across the board throughout the district.
Creating an elective would only require superintendent approval. But as the district changes the name of its Robert E. Lee Elementary School, Saldana says an ethnic studies course could be a way to make these issues a learning opportunity.
I think that is probably a great example of how this issue could, we can bring in that conversation into the classroom. I think our students are resilient, and if we're going to continue having conversations about potential school name changes as an example with other schools, I think it gives students a better understanding of the position, the background, the cultural heritage of their classmates.
Saldana says the school board could discuss an ethnic studies course as early as August. Kate McGee, KUT News.